God that he's allowed us to be here. I love you. Not because you come to my church. I call it my church. It is my church. But it's not. It's Brother Fred's church. It's everybody's church. I love you because I'm born of love. Do you love Jesus? I bet if I ask every one of you, you'd say, yeah, I love him. You raise your hand up, I love him, I want to go to heaven. But do you really? Do you really love Jesus? I love Jesus because he first loved me, because he died for me, because he lives, I live also. Someday when life is over, Brother Keith, I'm going to heaven. Where is heaven, Brother Roger? It's up. Hell is beneath. Hell has enlarged its borders. Bible said that God made everything that was made, and he made it good and very good. Did he have anything to do with hell? Did he? Did he have anything to do with hell, Brother Dwayne? He created it. I've heard men say, well, he made a mistake. He didn't make it big enough. No, he didn't make no mistakes. Sin is what enlarged the hell's borders. Sin is what enlarged hell's borders. Heaven was made big enough for every man and every woman that would believe that Jesus Christ died on Calvary, went in that tomb, Brother Roger, and on that third and appointed morning, he come out of there victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Well, today, brethren, I love Jesus today, and I want you to know, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And besides me, there is none other. No other name given under heaven where man can be born again except by the blood of Jesus Christ. Brother Keith, today, Jesus is going to return to this earth. There's many discussions, Brother Ross, what he's coming for. Some says he's coming for this. Some says he's coming for that, Brother Roger, but I know what he's coming for. He's coming for me. Well, today, brethren, do you believe that he's coming for you? I believe, Brother Roger, that he's coming for the redeemed. All of the redeemed. Well, today, brethren, do you believe that Jesus is going to return? I know he's coming back, Brother Bill. And I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt, Brother Ross, that today I've got no argument with no man, Brother Roger. Oh, today, brethren, but I believe today that he set up a kingdom in me a long time ago, Brother Lon, that I don't have to worry about Brother Larry no more. Oh, today, where is the kingdom, brethren? The Bible says that it's within man, brethren. I want you to know one day, at mile marker 146, Brother Larry, there was a kingdom set up inside me, brethren. I want you to know, Brother Fred, that I know my Savior, and he knows me, brethren. Oh, today I'll pray for a few minutes of time that God will bless me to preach. I love to preach, brethren, but I hate trying it, Brother Roger. But when God blesses me, I'd rather preach than hear you or hear anybody else, Brother Willard, today. Oh, today, the world we live in, today, I want you to understand the world we live in runs on credit, brother. Somebody don't believe that, but it is, Brother Fred. The world we live in runs on credit. But I want you to know there is no charge card for Jesus. Today. Oh, much to do. You either get him, brother, today. Somebody said, I'll get him and pay him later today. But I want you to know he's already paid for everything. But I want you to know, yes, today there is pay, brother, today, from Jesus. Brother Fred, today, here's what the Bible said. If a man work, neither should he eat. Today, and a man that won't provide for his own household is worse than an infidel and has already denied the faith. Today, yes, today, Brother Roger, if you've got a pastor in your church, brother, Brother Fred, that can't feed the congregation today, and that won't work, brother, and won't provide for his own household today, eat no good, brother, today. Yes, today, brethren, I want you to understand, you all pray just for a few minutes of time that God will work inside me today and let me preach for you today. Yes, Brother Terry, what will you preach, Brother Roger, today? I want you to know today that I'll preach Jesus, Brother Fred, to be the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, today, and Jesus come to this world, Brother Bob, today, and I want you to know that he had a job to do, Brother Willis, today. Oh, Brother John, how did he finish that job, brother, today, when he hung on Calvary's cross? And Brother Roger, what did he say today? Father, it's finished, Brother Fred, today. Oh, brethren, he came to seek and save that which was lost today. Who was lost, Brother Arnold, today? Somebody said the old Jew church was lost, brother, today. No, brother, today. Oh, Brother Roger, yeah, but they come under the blood of Jesus today. I've heard them preach, brother, about the woman at the well, that she got this and she got that, Brother Roger, today. But she got a promise, brother, today. Oh, brethren, yeah, but the promise stands assured, brother. The Lord knows them that are his today. But I want you to know when she was there, brethren, today, and she came up to him, brother, and Jesus was sitting right on the well, was he not? Would you have me to believe there was a well on a well, brother, there today? Oh, Brother Lon, there was a well on a well, brother, today, and she come to him, and they struck up a conversation, Brother Ron, today, and I want you to know, and she told him, today, you come here to draw water, today, I want you to know, but Jesus told her, he said, you draw this water, and you drink of this water, and you'll thirst again. Oh, but there's a well that you can draw from today, and you can drink from, that you'll never thirst no more today. And she said to him, are you greater than Jacob? Who was Jacob, brother, today? Are you greater than Jacob, who gave us this well today? Oh, brethren, what did she say, Brother Larry? She said, give unto me of this water, that I thirst no more today. You know, but he asked her a question, Brother Roger, where's your husband? He said, I have none. And he said, thou's well spoken, that thou's had none. Yeah, but there's had five, and the one there has now is not thy husband. Today, would you believe to me, she hadn't married Christ yet, brethren, at that time, Brother Roger. And now some may not understand it, Brother Fred. Today, oh, Brother Roger, but on that morning, brother, on mile marker 146, brother, I married Christ. Today, I become part of the bride, the Lamb's wife. Today, and I want you to know, I believe she believed, Brother Roger. Today, but did she get it all, brother? Today, Christ hadn't died yet now, brother. Today, remember this, brother. Today, oh, Christ hadn't died yet, Brother Ron. But I want you to know, Brother Corbett, he was going to die. He was going to die. It's appointed unto man to die, brother. It was appointed unto Jesus to die, brother. Did he keep that appointment, brother? Oh, Brother Keith, he died on Calvary. Why did he die, Brother Rod? So that I might have a right backward to the tree of life. All right then, we get into the tree of life. Where is it at, Brother Fred? You know, Adam was in the garden, brother. Oh, Brother Roger, Adam was in that garden, and everything that he needed was in that garden. But there was one tree in that garden that God told him, don't you eat of that tree, because the day that you eat of that tree, brother, you shall surely die, Brother Larry. But there was another tree in that garden, Brother Winnie. What was that tree, Brother Roger? I've heard them say they drove him out of the garden because he sinned and all these things, Brother Roger. I've heard everything preached, brother, and that could be preached, brother, Brother Willis. But I'm telling you what the Bible said, brother. He drove him out of the garden, at least what, Brother Roger? That he take a hold of what, brother? Of the tree of life and live forever. Where's the tree of life in the garden, Brother Fred? Where is it at now, brother? It's still in the garden, brother. And I want you to know, one day I got in that garden, brother. And you know what, Brother Roger? I took a hold of that tree of life, and I'm living forever, Brother Larry. Oh, Brother John, I'm not worried about dying, brother. I'm not worried about going to hell, brother, because my soul, brother, is already sealed, brother. Brother Roger, I'm heading on the road to heaven. Do you believe that? Oh, study, Brother Rod. Yeah, I'm on my way down the road. Where are you going? I'm going following my Jesus. And Brother Roger said, I've heard him say many times, the farther you go down the road, the farther you got to come back. I didn't have that much time, Brother Roger. But God plucked me up. He plucked me right out of that highway, at the broad and beaten way, Brother John. Oh, he established my going, brother. He put a new song in my mouth, brother. Oh, somebody said, I'm not singing a song, Brother Roger. I don't sing the song that I used to sing. I'm singing a new song, Brother Lon. I'm walking a new road, brother. I'm on the gospel highway. Where does it lead to, brother? It leads to heaven today. Are you on that road? Some said, Brother Corbett, I don't know if I'm on the road or not. You're not on it, I'll tell you right now. Today, if Jesus has done a work in you, you'll know something about it, people. You don't need me to tell you you're a Christian. But every now and then you need me to tell me you're not, I'm not doing a Christian act, brother. And the Bible said rebuke now, brother. Brother Roger, and I want you to know I've been rebuked a lot in my life. And some justified and some not, brother. Brother Jim. Oh, today, but I'm telling you right now, you're either on your way to heaven or you're on your way to hell. There is no in between, Brother Roger. Well, but someday, Brother Lon, someday I woke from my bed this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. Oh, Brother John, I begin to pray. God send workers today that they may preach the gospel. What is the gospel, folks, today? Oh, today I hear men saying it is the power of God, Brother Roger, and it is. But it's not the power of God to anybody. It's not the power of God to anybody, Brother Winston Hall. Oh, today it's the power of God unto them that believe, unto the Jew first and also to the Greek, brother. That salvation today, that faith is what? What today is faith from what? Faith to unbelief? No, but faith to believe. Faith. it is revealed unto them. Somebody said, ain't nothing revealed to me. Brethren, today, you ain't got nothing in, Brother Fred. Else today, brethren, today, are you in a church today that does not believe that Jesus Christ come here? Are you in a church today that believes you're in today and out tomorrow? Whoa, Brother Lot, Jesus said today, I've lost none saving one. Son of perdition. Brother Roger, which were for what, brethren? Brother Winston Hall, were for fulfilling all the scriptures. Yeah, I've heard them preach Judas into heaven. I've heard them preach him into hell. But I'm going to tell you what the Bible said. Now listen, brethren. He said, I've chosen 12 of you, and one of you is a devil. From the very beginning, Brother Roger. Now, brethren, you have it or not, brother, today. I've heard them say, well, he didn't send Judas to hell for doing his work, brother. But I'm telling you, from the very beginning, Brother Lon, he was seed of the devil. And now, brother, I didn't write the scripture, but that's what it said. Today, yes, I've chosen 12 of you. One of you is a devil. He didn't say he was going to be saved, did he, Brother Roger? He didn't say this, Brother Fred. Now, brother, you got any complaints? Take it up with this right here, brother, today. Else one of you is a devil. And today, but also Peter, he was going to deny him. Brother Fred, somebody said he wasn't going to do it. He had to do it, brethren. I want you to know. Yeah, but Peter, I believe he went out and repented, brother. Brother Roger. I believe he went and repented, brother. But I don't believe that devil ever changed, brother. You can have it or not, Brother Fred. But God knows now, brother, today. Oh, but I'm telling you right now, every man and every woman has a right to repent if they want to. And I'm telling you right now, it ain't like hitting the lottery. You just fall in a certain category. You don't fall in a certain category, Brother Ross. There is a desire and there is a time and chance of happening to how many? How many, Brother Fred? A-double-L-L. It didn't leave out Roger Gibson. It didn't leave out Paul. It didn't leave out you. The reason you'll be left out of heaven is because of unbelief. Halls of unbelief. We're going to close. You heard Brother Roger preach about that wild man. He dwelled among the tombs. Wonder why he was there. He was a dead man, brother. He was a dead man. He dwelled among the tombs. Brother Roger, I dwelt the same place. I was dead. Walking around. And there come a time in my life, Brother Ross, when I was in misery. Amen. I was miserable, Brother Bill. Even this natural man was in misery. Somebody don't believe that, but it's the truth, I'm telling you. Brother Lon, was you miserable? I was miserable, brother. I couldn't go to sleep. When night time come, I was scared to death. Wasn't nobody to keep me company. When I laid down on my pillow, Brother Arnold, I knew if I died, I was going to hell. I knew that, Brother Roger. And now they say I don't know I'm going to heaven. Hogwash. I know what God's done for me. Why in the world would a man have more knowledge of that there and don't have no knowledge now? Why would that be? But I want you to tell you something. There's a difference in natural knowledge and spiritual knowledge. There's a difference, brother. There's bodies celestial and there's bodies terrestrial. There's bodies celestial and bodies terrestrial. There's natural knowledge and spiritual knowledge. And the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit, neither indeed if he can. For what, Brother Fred? They are spiritually discerned. I wouldn't give you a dime for a preacher who got up and said he didn't know nothing about him being called to preach. He didn't know he was going to heaven, but he's up here telling everybody else how to get directions to go there. wouldn't give you a nickel for him, Brother Roth. If he don't know the way, why is he up here trying to represent the way? Brethren, today, if a man don't know he's called to preach, for God's sake, sit down. If a man don't know nothing about his salvation, for God's sake, let him get off somewhere and talk to God about it. If you don't know you've been saved, I'm telling you, do something about it, brethren. Do you have that knowledge all the time? No, because the flesh is weak, Brother Roger. But I'm telling you right now, I've heard them get in there preach. I know I'm going to heaven. I know I ain't going to heaven. All this stuff. This right here, I know for a fact, is not going to heaven. Brother Winston Hall, it never come from there, and it ain't going back. Adam was made from the dust of the earth, Brother Arnold. And he is going back there. These undertakers play on your sympathy, and they get you to spend $20,000 to protect that body of your loved one. I've got news for you people. You're wasting your money. I've got news for you. Your money is going to waste because Job said like this, Brother Winston Hall. He said, though the skin worm devour this body of mine, yet in my flesh shall I see God. You can put them in the best sealed thing you got. The only thing you've ever come up with, Brother Arnold, is a freezer, man. But you can put them in the $20,000 casket and everything you've got, Brother Fred, and your money's still in the ground. And that body's going back to where it come from. Now you can believe it or not, people, but it is a fact, brethren. And there are men in this world that prey on your sympathy in many ways to rob you of your money. But stand assured. Be careful that no man, what, Brother Fred, steal your crown. Is that what it says? Somebody said, I ain't got no crown. Be careful. Be careful, people. There's men out there waiting. They're like a bird dog. They're waiting to pounce on you. To devour you. You've got men preaching that Christ is going to come riding through Jerusalem on a white horse and defeat Satan. You've got all this kind of stuff being preached, people. You've got people preaching this stuff on TV. And I ain't got nothing against what they pay them. I ain't got nothing against that, but I've got something against them preaching something that ain't right. A workman is worthy of his hire. Workman is worthy of his hire. That don't mean you set me on some salary. My reward, Brother Roger, comes from like last year. We had a good year here. My reward comes from that. If you give me $20 to put a tank of gas in my car, I'm going to put it in my pocket. I'm going to put it in my pocket, Brother Roger. Because I need it occasionally. You do too. It ain't nothing wrong with that, Brother Lon. But today, to pay a man to preach the word, you can't do that. You can't do that, Brother Bill. You can't do that. Brother Winston Hall, could they pay you to preach the word? They can't pay you to preach it. They can't take it away from you. I've heard them threaten them. We'll silence you. We'll silence you. If God silences you, you're silenced. The only reason a man ought to be silenced is because he's not preaching the word. That's when he ought to be set down. And these moderators of these churches, Brother Roger, have a responsibility to set them down. I can remember a day, Brother Ross, you can too. Brother Frank Agers didn't look like a preacher, did he? He didn't look like a preacher. He didn't look like me and you. When he come to the stand, I used to walk across the little walk bridge across the creek in the old Dorton Creek Church. When he come to the stand, brother, he preached. He didn't look like one. He didn't have a suit and tie like you and I wear, Brother Roger. And there ain't nothing wrong with not wearing one at all, wearing one.
That's right.
The clothes don't make the man.
No, sir.
Clothes don't make the preacher.
No, sir.
Are you saved today? If you are, and the brethren are going to sing. If you're saved today and you want a home with this church, we won't require a lot of you. We won't ask you what you done last year, what you done last week. What we'll ask you, what do you want to tell the church? What do you feel that God has done for you?
That's what we want to hear.
And we'll announce the church doors open for the receiving of members. Hard to ever get members in, right? Every now you get a member.
Members is hard.
Members is tough. Members by experience and by baptism. I often say this, please get your song. Christ wasn't out in the water to get exercise. He went there to get exercise, Brother Fred. He told John, I need a little exercise. You take me out here in the water. We need to get baptized. We need to work off a few pounds. We need to do these things. He wasn't out there for that. He was out there to set an example. Set an example. That what? Does water save you? If it did, I'd tie my son up and make him go down to the water. I'd tie him up. I'd force him down there. I'd force him down there. I'd rope him. I'd do anything I could to take him to the water. I would. But it don't save them. But it is